The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
John Duggan, we have much to talk about in sport. And first of all, we'll briefly mention the hurling. Cork out.
Cork out. And were highly favoured to beat Galway yesterday, lost by 11 points. Last year, they turned up in the final against Tipperary, had a bad second half, got a couple of points, and not too dissimilar story yesterday. They were 5 points up at one stage. The last 42 minutes of the game, Galway had scored them by 119 to 6 points, and Galway won by 11 points.
Big questions there.
Some big questions for Cork, who've had their longest famine in their history, fantastic support, have done everything right. In Munster, won the Munster title last year, beat Limerick a couple of times a couple of years ago, were close to the Munster final this year, won every game in the round robin. But at Croke Park, it's become their kryptonite in recent years. This year, the final last year against Tipperary, the final against Clare a couple of years ago. It's not the Cork. When the year I was born, Pat, Cork had won the most hurling titles of anybody. This is the county of Christy Ring, Jimmy Barry Murphy. They've lost their aura and they need to get it back. And for Galway, kind of come out of nowhere, to a degree. Sure. They won the Leinster title and then they play Clare or Limerick in the final in a couple of weeks, which is going to be great colour.
Who are you calling today for Limerick?
I'm calling for Limerick, yes. Limerick, yeah. My father's and mother's county is actually Clare and Limerick. I would have followed the Clare Hurlers through my dad, but I think Limerick will win today.
Now, the rugby yesterday, a bit of a thriller in Sydney.
It was 33-31 to Ireland. This is a nation's championship that's a new venture to replace the friendlies, and Ireland were they conceded 4 tries in the first half, and you're thinking, well, they're going to be up against it. But the thing about this is, Pat, it's not a surprise that Ireland are now winning down in Australia with an Andy Farrell side. It's become a routine thing to expect that. And to be fair to Sam Prendergast, who's had a tough year in some ways with being in favour, being out of favour, to nail those kicks was important, and Ireland getting 5 tries to win.
But it was interesting. It was master versus student, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, Schmidt and Farrell.
Schmidt and Farrell,
yes.
Yeah.
And Schmidt will be bullying because he's leaving Australia soon and has not beaten Ireland.
And they could have taken it with the last kick of the game.
They could have, and Ben Donaldson missed one. But that's it. You got to nail your kicks, as we know, and Japan and New Zealand now to come for Ireland in the next few weeks.
Now let's talk World Cup, and we'll talk about the most recent controversy, and that was the behaviour of Paraguay last night and the referee. Inexplicable.
Disgraceful from Paraguay, living up to every bad stereotype of
they were thugs, South American.
Yeah, they were a disgrace. They deserve their flight home. France beat them 1-0. Paraguay didn't have a shot on target. France is 76% of the ball. There was kicking, there was play acting. France got a penalty. They were scuffing up the spot. And Mbappe just silenced them, put it away for his 7th goal of the tournament.
And I mean, the keeper approached Mbappe before that kick and stood right in his face, 6'6".
Orlando Heal, yes. And then at the end of the game, he tried to shake Mbappe's hand and Mbappe just ignored him. Yeah. When they were trying to rough up Mbappe, he was laughing at them. He dealt with it superbly. He's never won the Ballon d'Or, the Player of the Year award, Mbappe. He's gunning for it now at this World Cup. They're the best team I've seen, Spain, not too far behind them, but it'll be France-Morocco now in the quarterfinals.
The other controversy during the week was Croatia and Portugal and that disallowed goal.
Yes.
And I was reminded of my school days, Hotspur, Henry IV, part one. I'll cavil on the 9th part of a hair.
It was the snickometer.
The snickometer.
As they use in cricket now these days, Pat, which decided that it was not a Croatia goal. It was an offside against Portugal. And football, to me, has always been about the grey, and now it's become about the precise, and that's not the way we should be living our lives.
I thought, so was it Ibrahimovic, that legendary player for Sweden?
Zlatan, yes.
Yeah, and he was saying, this is not why we go to football matches, so that fellas up and the gods with a couple of screens in front of them make decisions.
No, that's what VAR has become. But there's a lot of things that have happened in the game the last 10 years that I don't think the people voted for. Oh, by the way, we're now going to bring 4 quarters into football for commercial reasons and do it under the guise
in
the
first hydration,
of hydration breaks. They're going to make 13 billion FIFA out of this tournament. The ticket prices are up 100%. The game has become unmoored from the soul of it, which is the regular person who loves football.
Well, now, tonight's encounter between Mexico and England in the Azteca Stadium, more than 7,000 feet above sea level. Have they a chance?
They have a chance because they got better players, England, right? Even though they didn't play well against DR Congo, but they got better players than Mexico. And if they can hold out, Mexico will attack them with intensity the first 20 minutes as England are trying to adjust, which is going to be very difficult because they haven't had the time to prepare for altitude.
I heard you talking yesterday about the six-hour window. That if you arrive in a high-altitude place and you play your match within 6 hours, it hasn't affected you yet.
But England have had to arrive there before that under FIFA regulations. They were talking about changing the time. Folks, just be clear, the time is 1 a.m. Irish time. Following... you're talking about two big fillet steak meals here because it's Brazil, Norway at 9 o'clock this evening. Vinny Jr., Erling Haaland, like it's going to be fantastic stuff from here on in. Portugal, Spain tomorrow. England, look, if they can hold Mexico for the first half, I think they do have enough quality to get through, but not the way they've been playing. They've been defensively brittle.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a handle on Brazil, and Hugo on sound here is Brazilian.
Hugo da Silva.
He's wearing his Brazilian kit underneath. We haven't really seen samba football from them, have we?
No, because they don't have the players, apart from Vinny Jr., the Real Madrid player, to play samba football, but they've got the wildest manager in the game, Carlo Ancelotti, the most successful club manager in Europe, 5 leagues in different countries, a Champions League, a multiple winner with Real Madrid. And against Japan, they didn't panic. But you'd worry about their midfield, you'd worry about their fullbacks. They don't have the Pelés or the Ronaldos or Romarios that they did once have. And that's why I think World Cups are generally won by stars. Mbappé, Messi, Paolo Rossi, Pelé, Mateus, in different guises, Kempes, different years, different eras. And you need stars to win it. And I think the teams with the stars are obviously Argentina, the world champions, France at the moment, who've got a scarily good attack, which I think will be more effective against teams that don't play like Paraguay. And then Spain, who have not conceded a goal in the tournament. That's where Brazil might fall short, but they do have the manager to get the best out of them. And that's what gives them a chance against Norway going forward this evening.
Now, Canada went home over, or stayed home overnight, I suppose.
Yes, Canada, to get to the, where they did, I think they did well to get to the last 16. They hadn't won a knockout game before this year's tournament, and 3-0 victory for Morocco in Houston last night. And Morocco didn't play brilliantly, but Morocco were a good team. They were the semi-finals 4 years ago, which sometimes people forget. And the one thing about this World Cup, Pat, is you're seeing like Germany and the Netherlands going out pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. The world is now expanding in terms of teams that are doing things, and that's a good thing. So there are maybe people that feel that the 48-team thing has been bad, but look at Cape Verde the other night against Argentina. Yeah. Pico Lopez from Crumlin playing against Messi. Just a fabulous story.
The romance of all of
that. The romance of all of
that. By the way, did you hear that speculation that Jurgen Klopp might manage Germany?
Yes, Germany, yes. But they've got
what do you make of it? I mean, is that just talk?
Possibly, but even if he does go in there, they've got a bit of work to do because, once again, when you think about Germany, you think about stars, Beckenbauer, Gerd Müller, Mateus. And when they won it in 2014, you had a fantastic team with Ozil and Schweinsteiger, Philipp Lahm. Football is about having stars. And Morocco, for example, have a load of stars, an 18-year-old Bouadi at the moment, who's an excellent player, Achraf Hakimi. So that's ultimately it is about the players. They need to be obviously coached and marshalled in a proper way. But England, for example, only have two real stars, Bellingham and Kane.
All right, John, I'll be listening to you this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Pat.
John Duggan, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.